for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
85207.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Gerald Hurd.
Okay. I do see your name here. Will you verify your address, please?
11457 East Decatur Street, Mesa, Arizona, 85207.
Okay. So on your account, I see you have the one of the meal planning apps, the Bytub. This is an app that helps plan healthier meals.
I told him I did not authorize that payment, and I have a letter here from Justin Lanklin, Customer Care Department, who says I will incur a $5 fee, but they are totally refunding my amount of $54.85, and that was on April 15th. I have not received it, and I was wondering why.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so I've notated the account so the company can take a look. You will get an email at gerald.hurd@yahoo.com indicating that you will be getting your refund of $54.95 minus the setup fee.
Right.
Okay.
I got that letter.
Yes, sir. I was just confirming with you. Again, I put a notation in. I'm not sure why it didn't go through. I can't tell. But I put a notation in so it would go through this time. And then your card,
okay,
your MasterCard will be credited.
Well, the thing is, I closed the account because I didn't want this company to charge me any more money. Mm-hmm. So the account that I gave them is now closed, and I have a new card. So
okay,
what do they do about that?
They will post the refund to your new card. Your credit card company will handle that for you. The card that was charged with this company had to be credited, and your new card will be credited. Your card company will take care of that, and you can call them and follow up on it.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks for
Thank
calling
you.
Customer
yes.
support. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.